This is an excerpt from my conversation with Michael Herkes. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes.
This episode has been brought to you by the Afterlight Institute. Ignite the light, magic, and miracles within.
That's a great, fantastic question. I'm really happy you asked. Because again, too, like, yeah, we're living in this world that's all social media based. So we also get a lot of stuff. People are learning from Instagram, TikTok, all these different social media sources. And the thing is that it's a wonderful tool for people to share and express themselves and share information. But at the same time, we have to understand too who the teachers are. So it's like, it goes back to kind of thinking like your school paper and your sources on who you would actually collect things from. So I remember hearing you never want to take a source from Wikipedia because it's not a direct source. Anyone can put any information there. So the same thing can be said from Instagram, TikTok, all of that. Sorry, everybody, but it's just everyone sharing their own opinion. And that's wonderful. And it could work for that individual, but that doesn't mean that there's truth to it. So I would say that the best place to find information is to find it from authors, people who have written books, people who are on television, who are doing classes, teaching things. Get out in your own community, find your local witch stores, your new age shops, go to a couple of classes, hear the people that are speaking and those experiences. If you honestly look, all of the answers are there for you. But again, I would be a little cautious of going the easy route of just let me Google something and it's the first thing that pops up, or, oh my gosh, let me do this. Let me go follow this one person and just, and I don't know. And that's not to say that, you know, individuals online who are influencers and stuff don't know what they're talking about. There's ways to kind of look at that. I mean, maybe just because they have 400,000 followers doesn't mean that they are actually knowledgeable about stuff. Look at the engagement that they have on their posts. Does that match the number of followers that they have? Like, if they have 40,000 followers, their post should be having more than 20 likes on it. It's just like, there's certain things that you can look at to kind of look at who the fakers are and who aren't.